Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Byron Brown. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Bruce. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bob Bruce. And now, play ball. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile takes first base on ball four. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gentile moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hundley moves to third. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Hundley scores. Kessinger moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub, who is chasing the ball. Beckert reaches third base with a triple. Kessinger scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce bunts in front of the plate. Hundley fields it and throws to first for the out. Aspromonte moves to second. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-1 in the game. Jackson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub, who is chasing the ball. Banks reaches third base with a triple. Santo goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cubs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-1 in the game. Brown hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Cubs. Gary Kroll now pitching. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson misplays the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Morgan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Kessinger steals second. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hans is called out on strikes. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert misplays the ball. That's an error on Beckert. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Gentile moves to second. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Beckert moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bateman for a passed ball. Beckert scores. Santo moves to third. It's 6-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub who is chasing the ball. Banks reaches third base with a triple. Santo scores. It's 7-0, Cubs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Kroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroll hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hundley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hans takes first base on ball 4. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips strikes out. 2 outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Morgan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields the ball and throws to second. Kessinger drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Kessinger. Jackson moves to second. 1 out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hundley for a passed ball. Jackson moves to third. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wynn moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gentile strikes out. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 triples. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Cubs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Bill Heath pinch hits for Gary Kroll. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aspromonte scores. It's 7-2, Cubs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to second. Billy Heft now pitching. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Astros 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Aurelio Montegudo now pitching. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Bateman interferes with Hundley, who is awarded first base. Brown moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger bunts towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to third. Hundley moves to second. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 4 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Felix Mantilla pinch hits for Jim Gentile. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Astros 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Felix Mantilla now playing first base. Ron Brand now catching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 4 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brand settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 triples. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn, who is chasing the ball. Banks reaches third base with a triple. Santo goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Cubs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nicholson pinch hits for Aurelio Montegudo. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nicholson for the out. Aspromonte moves to second. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Houston Astros, 2. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.